Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Hi, Tiffany. Customer support where? That's my curiosity.
We house over 100 different vendors, sir, so it's hard for me to pinpoint which company we are.
Okay. Do you have a hardware company in North Carolina?
I'm not sure, sir.
Okay, well, I've been getting fraudulent charges, and this is the and I called this number to get to find out what's happening.
Okay, can I start with your zip code and see if we have an account for you?
33015.
And that first and last name?
William Knickerbocker.
Mr. William, can you verify that shipping address for me?
18028 Northwest 63rd Court.
Okay, may you bear with me for a few moments while the system loads?
I'm sorry, say again?
I said, may you bear with me for a few moments while the system loads?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. William, I'm back. I figured out what's going on with your account.
Okay.
It looks like you got the Elite Tactical Watch.
I've had that for a long time.
Mm-hmm. How is that working out for you?
It's working well.
That's good. And so, per the terms and conditions on the site, if you didn't cancel within the 7-day period, then you are auto-enrolled into the Factory Direct store where you get a $125 gift card each month to use at the Factory Direct store to shop.
Well, see, I got charged on $7.95 on October 7th and then $67.37 on October 12th, and then my credit card company declined the $56.95 on 14 November, and I don't recall any of these. So I don't know about this 7-day decline thing, but this is not a subscription or something that I want, and I'm not getting things from it.
Yes, sir. It's sort of like a subscription if you don't cancel the trial.
Well, how do I cancel it?
I mean, I can get you canceled.
If you would, please, because I have been getting charges from this hardware company in North Carolina now for a couple of months. I've had to close my credit card twice.
Okay, if you'll bear with me for a few more moments, I'll get you canceled, okay?
Okay. And this last time it happened while I was on travel, and it really screwed me up when they put a fraud alert on my credit card.
Yes, sir, I understand. Just bear with me for a few moments while I get this account canceled, okay?
Yes, please. It's getting to the point where it is not safe to buy anything online anymore.
Canceled. You shouldn't see any more charges from the factory store in North Carolina. Is there anything else I can help you with?
It's called the factory store. Is that what it's called?
It's the $125 gift card for the factory direct store that you should have been receiving a gift card to your email each month.
I have not been getting emails from the factory store each month. Or a $125 gift card. So
it should show up as a support email.
Okay. I don't recall receiving those. So anyhow, if I am canceled, I am happy. Their 14 November charge or their 7 October charge and their 12 October charge will probably be charged back by my credit card company. So, and you have canceled my account with them.
Yes, sir. Can I place you on another brief hold?
Sure.
Okay, I have reviewed your account further,
okay.
And unfortunately, due to the chargeback, we are unable to make any changes or issue any refunds. I do wish you would have contacted us before filing the dispute, and we would have been more than happy to issue you a refund as a courtesy. But once the chargeback is in place, your account is canceled, and you will need to speak to your bank regarding their decision.
Okay, so would you repeat that again? I didn't understand what you were saying.
I said, unfortunately, due to the chargeback, we are unable to make any changes or issue any refunds. I said, I do wish you would have contacted us before filing the dispute. We would have been more than happy to issue you a refund.
I have not filed the dispute yet. I am looking at the record of charges.
Yes, sir. But to move forward with the refund, we will have to ensure that there is no chargebacks on the account and to
have not
speak with your bank.
I have not requested a chargeback from the bank yet. So if you want to make a refund, you can make a refund based on what you just said.
Yes, sir, I do understand, but we would need to speak with the bank, with you as well, to ensure there's no dispute in place or a chargeback to us.
No dispute in place at this point. The charge from November 14th was declined. The previous charges went through.
Yes, sir, I do see here where the October 12th charge did go through, but from the looks of it, nothing else on the account except for, another charge on here. That one was approved.
Yeah, on October 7th.
October 7th?
Or $7.95.
Oh, yes. As part of the, terms and conditions, we shipped you out the Protex Tech Gloves Large.
The what?
Protex Tactical Gloves in the size large. I'm not sure if
okay.
you made another purchase
online. I did get those.
Okay, that's why you were charged $7.95, sir.
Okay. I will not be ordering anything or getting any other free stuff from them. So you can close my account. The one that was just declined will stay declined. And hopefully I won't go through this again.
Okay, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Would you like for me to give you the cancellation number?
Just a moment. Let me get something to write it down.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
262?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
580.
580.
Mm-hmm. 026.
026. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you for calling customer support. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.